You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Readings by Diane with Diane.
Diane.
Live at readingsbydiane.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Readings by Diane
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. It's Diane Jarecki at Readings by Diane. And that is how you can find me, like, everywhere. I'm on YouTube. Buy me a coffee. I have a blog site, Readings by Diane, and the show. Boy, what a week we had here. So I live up in New Hampshire, in kind of the central part. The mountains are still above me. The ocean is to the south. And we got hit by a really bad snowstorm. We lost power for 4 days. We got trapped in our house because there were trees down on the road to block both of the roads that lead out of here. So there was literally no way out except on foot for a couple of days. It was interesting. That's the first since I moved up here. But, you know, thankfully we had just enough food and just enough of everything to get through it until our power came back on. But boy, what a blessing that was. That warm shower felt great because we have a generator, but we can't power the water heater with it because it draws too much electric. So, because everything here is electric. There's no like natural gas here. So if you do gas, it's propane and it's expensive. So anyway, it was fun. And I had a huge event over the weekend. I didn't even know if I was going to be able to go make it to the event. It was like an hour away. I mean, I have never seen so many tree cutting and electrical, you know, like electricians, trucks in my life, in my whole life, if you add up my entire life, I've never seen that many as I did over that weekend going to and from that event. It was because that was a very widespread storm and it hit here really hard. We're still digging out and recovering. Well, the roads, everything's melting now. Like, we lost power Thursday morning at 4:30 in the morning. We got power back at 5:30 Sunday morning. And yeah, it was a very, very long time without all of that. So anyway, yeah, fun. But I love living here. I wouldn't live anywhere else. And Dee, you are in Lancashire, England. You have it a little milder there. You should be in really spring right now, right?
Well, it should be, but we're getting a lot of rain and blustery wind. It's not much sunshine.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I have heard that England is rainy like that, but is this worse than normal?
Well, it should be sunny at this time, so I don't know what's happening.
Ah, well, sorry to hear you're having that. We've got sun now that the snow all cleared away. Finally, we've got a couple days of sun, and then we have some rain coming in soon here, but that's not abnormal here. This is mud season here. Anyway, what would you like to take a look at today? What can I do for you?
I've come to an ending and I'm just waiting for the new beginning and I'm just wondering about direction and what is coming in for me.
Okay. Is there a particular area of life this is in? Like, is this in a relationship? Is this in career?
There isn't a relationship at the moment, so that would be interesting. And maybe a move of house too. If there's anything on the horizon with that.
Okay. Okay. And let's take a look at that. All right. And I'm going to use the Lenormand for this because it gives a lot more insight for that type of question. If that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very practical, easy to recognize images and symbols and things to that. So, one more shuffle here. Okay, let me get the cards laid out. Okay. All right, Dee. So we start with the key and the woman, which tells me like you have been successful in the door that you're in now. But with the ship on the other side of this, on the other side of the woman, this is definitely showing that like readiness to move on. Like, you're ready to take that key and put it in a new doorway and move, because the ship is always about movement and moving. So I will definitely say it looks like that movement is happening. And
right.
It's interesting because then I've got the birds and the scythe, which speaks to, like you were saying, an ending. And I'm going to say in this case, I feel like the birds is, say, like a small community or a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is with that ship and we're talking about a move. So I definitely feel like this is kind of ending that tie in that group or community. And then the anchor, which in the Lenormand system, it was originally called the Game of Hope. The anchor was the card that you wanted to get. This is the like hopes and dreams, similar to the star card in tarot. And with that is the letter. So I feel like that's like your wishes are coming true and you'll be signing a contract on that new place. And especially when the mirror actually, or the mirror, the letter mirrors the key. And we look at that in cartomancy. We look at things, how they reflect each other, shall we say. That's a connection through the line. And so I do feel that movement is going to happen. And at the bottom of the pack, we have the clover and the whip. So I feel this is like repeated good luck. All right. So, and it can also, the whip can also reflect that writing that the letter does. So, okay. Dee, where did you end up? Where did you end up losing me? And I'll back up.
I lost a couple of minutes.
Do you want me to start back at the beginning of the whole thing?
Oh, if you don't mind, would you? You said about moving. definitely about the community, about the birds and the community.
The sites and the birds with the community being coming to an end. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. Because I don't know if I've got time to go back and do the entire thing. So
yeah,
I said the anchor and the letter. And the anchor is like the star card in the tarot would be. It is the biggest hope. This was like the best card when it was the game of hope that it originally started out as. And it was the one that you wanted to get. And with the letter, I see that as your wishes coming true for signing a new contract. And especially since that contract, that letter, mirrors the key. So definitely feeling like that is the contract on your, you know, like key to your new doors. Okay.
Wow.
And then at the bottom of the pack, we have the clover and the whip. And so the clover is a symbol of luck, right? Four-leaf clover is very lucky. So the clover is good fortune. And the whip, again, can be a pen and that signing thing, or just repeated good luck. So if you had good luck finding your first place or the place you are now, you're going to have good luck again finding the next one. All right. So definitely feeling that move is going to happen. And that, you know, again, with that clover in there, I feel like it's going to lead to, you know, good things for you. You've got some really good cards on that. So I feel like if there's any stress or anxiety or anything in your current location that's making you want to pick up and move to a new one, that is coming to an end. Again, we had that scythe there because the birds can also be stress and anxiety, as well as a small group or a community, small community. Larger community would be the garden. Small community would be the birds. So feeling that this is going to be a very good move for you and you are going to find a place that you really enjoy. So, all right. Did that answer your question or relieve your concerns?
It does, thank you. And it was stress because of my neighbor downstairs caused a lot of problems and he's just moved out.
Okay, yeah. See, that would definitely be the bird and then with the scythe. So that stress is coming to an end. All right. So yeah, that's a good thing. All right. And we'll follow up at the end here with the heart card. So I feel like you're going to find a neighborhood that you really love. All right. Wow. The whip does kind of indicate it might take a little bit of searching, but that clover tells me that you're going to find it. Okay.
Oh,
so just don't give up if it takes a moment. But, you know, that ship is sailing of being where you're at. All right.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, Dee. And I hope the weather gets better there, too. I have friends that are in England right now visiting their daughter and son-in-law and grandchildren and all.